He's known as Canada's very own Indiana Jones. Declared as one of the greatest living explorers by Canadian Geographic, Adam Scholtz will recount his three-month-long solo journey when he presents his fifth book, Where the Falcon Flies, on at Rare Charitable Research Reserve Slit Barn at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 24. After looking out his window one spring morning, Scholtz noticed a peregrine falcon flying across the sky near Lake Erie. Inspired by its flight, Scholtz set off to follow it. I left in a matter of weeks. But that just added to the adventure and fun of the whole thing. Some of the best adventures are the spontaneous ones, Scholtz says. I finished this last adventure for my latest book in 2022. It took 3 months. This one was a lot more spontaneous than the expedition a few years earlier, when I did 4,000 kilometers across the Arctic. That one took years of planning and preparation. Scholtz followed the Falcon's route north, on the 3,400-kilometer journey, from Lake Erie to the Arctic. A professional adventurer, author and public speaker, his latest journey took him from Long Point on the shores of Lake Erie, to Ungava Bay in Nunavik, the northern part of Quebec. Along the way, Scholtz was faced with a number of challenges, including storms, gale-force winds, bear encounters, and finding campsites in the urban wilderness of Montreal and Toronto. Although I have to get up at 4 a.m., put on my frosty socks, and grab my canoe for 13 hours of paddling, I do it because every day brings something new and exciting. There's always something unexpected around the next bend in the river or over the next hill, Scholtz says. Even traveling through southern Ontario, in the most densely populated part of Canada, there's so much wonder, and so much fascination in our world. Scholtz has participated in numerous archaeological digs and solo expeditions in the most remote wilderness areas. He is also the Westaway Explorer in residence of the Royal Canadian Geographical Society. I think today, people think that the world is a shrinking place, that it is getting smaller. It's true that technology has bridged distances with a single swipe of a phone, Scholtz says. But if you leave the technology behind, and you get out into the world, whether it's through hiking or paddling, it's as big of a world as it ever was. The experience, Scholtz says, opens up so many possibilities where one can notice all sorts of things that can't be seen from a plane or a car. I have done many expeditions in the past, deep in the wilderness where you wander for weeks or months without ever seeing a road, a pop can, or another living soul, Scholtz says. On this journey, I traveled through southern Canada, even passing through Mississauga and Ottawa. It gave me a new appreciation of those areas. I was amazed by how much green space still exists even in these spaces. Scholtz says, ultimately, what he hopes to do through his books and my presentations, is to inspire people to care a little more about the fate of wild places, whether it's in Cambridge, in the Arctic, or anywhere in between. I show people, look, this is what I saw when I was portaging around Niagara Falls. I paint a big picture that might leave people wanting to get out and explore these areas, he says. Most people would not think the Arctic can be found in their own neighborhood. Polar bears and caribou seem so far away. But whether it's in Cambridge, Guelph or Toronto, there's a part of the Arctic, no matter where you are in Canada. And that is in the form of Arctic wildlife, Scholtz says. The vast majority of Arctic birds are migratory, meaning they don't spend the winter in the Arctic. They come south, including the peregrine falcon, which inspired this particular journey. But there are many species of Arctic birds in southern Ontario. The fascinating thing is you can see one of these birds fly over your house, no matter where you are. Scholtz says it's a reminder that everything in nature is interconnected. We have to preserve these wild places in southern Ontario because it's critical as wildlife habitat that Arctic species depend on. That's the core message and at the heart of my book, Where the Falcon Flies, he said. Scholtz was born in Pelham and grew up with a forest on his doorstep. I feel like I had a head start on life because I figured out what I wanted to do when I was 7 years old. And I have never looked back, Scholtz says. I was always clear that I loved the natural world, the outdoors and adventure. And that's the path that I wanted to pursue in life. Now 37, Schultz says that hasn't changed one bit. I still try to get out in the woods every day of my life. I still have that same feeling of wonder that I had when I was 5 years old, where your imagination can run wild. And I still get that feeling today, and I try to hold on to it as a reminder of why I want to do these journeys and adventures, he says. When you are in a difficult situation, you are low on food, you have spent 10 hours in a canoe and you are wet and cold, it's that feeling that keeps my spirits high and motivates me to keep going. Schultz is already planning future expeditions. I have some big ones coming up, including Snake Quest, to find, document, and photograph every snake species in Canada to try to raise awareness of our reptiles, he said. Schultz also plans to retrace the footsteps of Arctic explorer Hubert Darrell, who went missing in September of 1910 in the Anderson River region off the Northwest Territories. Whether it's a forest just outside Cambridge, a mountain range in the Arctic, or a wetland in the subantarctic, Schultz says these wild places are irreplaceable. They have a value that you cannot express in dollar signs, and we are very lucky to still have many of these wild places in Canada, he says. We should not take them for granted if we want them to endure for future generations unless we make that conscious decision to preserve and protect them. For more information about Adam Schultz and his coming presentation at RARE, visit here.